Hi all, it's Jack. It's Friday afternoon. For some of you, it's probably early evening. For those of you who are lucky enough to live here on the West Coast, especially in Los Angeles, it's freaking beautiful outside. I look outside my window and I have to wonder why I'm on the computer. I guess I can attribute that to having work to do. But I gotta tell you that it's 80 outside, guys. And it's just beautiful. There's no other way to put it. So this is a big part of why I love where I live, just because this weather is not unusual for this time of year. Some of you may dispute that and say that you like having your seasons. Well, believe it or not, we do have seasons here. We do see the leaves turn colors, and we see what they call fall. But we don't have to deal with snow. There's no salting the highway. There's no shoveling my driveway or dealing with some of the other stuff. It doesn't mean that we're not without problems, because we most certainly are. But you can't find a place that doesn't have some sort of issue. So I'm writing a post called "The Ultimate Insult," and the impetus for this post is I've been looking, or not looking, but I've been listening to Bob Dylan sing positively Fourth Street. And I've been a Dylan fan for years. I wouldn't say that he's my favorite artist, but there are a lot of his songs that are just remarkable. And positively Fourth Street, I'm going to include the lyrics in the post, so you'll get a chance to see it. But if you've never read it, you got to look at it, because it's sort of the ultimate insult. And it's poetic, and it's beautiful, and it's, for me, inspiring. Not just because I can relate to it, because I think a lot of people can relate to it, but because when you're a writer, this is how you want to do it. You want to be able to tell this story, because you can't listen to this song and not picture what's going on. You can't listen to it and not have this image build inside your head and in your mind. And that is always what I'm trying to do. Every single time I sit down to write, there are two things that are going on. One is my desire to sort of vent and explore my feelings, but the other is to paint that picture that I was just talking about, to draw an image inside your head that you can relate to. Because if we connect, if I can make you see the object, the scenario, whatever it is I'm trying to talk about, if I can draw that in your mind, then you're going to keep reading, and that's important to me. And it's part of the constant contradiction when it comes to blogging, because when in the blogosphere, I write first for me, then for you. But that's because I think that blogging is different, especially when it's a personal blog, because you don't last in this game unless you are making money or having a good time. Most of us don't make any significant amount of cash in blogging. Some of us do, and blogging's been good for me, because it's led to a number of opportunities, and I have made money through blogging and Twitter. It's not an exaggeration. It isn't enough to pay for everything that I want to do. I can't support my family, but it's been a nice supplement. And frankly, because I like to write, or should I say, love to write, and that's why I've got so many damn blogs that I write on, it's just been a beautiful thing. So, lots more to talk about, lots to write about, just not enough time. That's why I'm gonna end this here. Read through this post. I hope you enjoy it. If you're not a member of the Jack B Fan Club, I'd love for you to join. You can find a link on the side of the page here, the right side, and all you have to do is like it and become a Facebook fan. And that entitles you to many, many benefits, none of which I can talk about. That's because I'm making it up. You just get the benefit of having access to my words in another place. Woohoo! Maybe one day we'll start a real fan club, and we'll have like a secret decoder ring, a handshake, a clubhouse, and some other cool stuff. Hasn't happened yet, but if you get in while it's early, maybe you'll be around to see it start. I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.